A new look at ancient bones has led scientists to conclude Aboriginal people were the first Australians. Researchers studied samples from 24 skeletons found in the Lake Mungo region of New South Wales and found that one skeleton with direct links with modern Aboriginal people. As well, though, the Griffith University team says 2001 findings about Mungo Man himself were wrong. Their study is published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal. Any guest reports.
The 42,000-year-old bones found on the shores of Lake Mungo in western New South Wales in 1974 have yielded contradictory findings. Here's Professor David Lambert from Griffith University.
The earlier study suggested that Aboriginal people were not the first Australians, that there was an extinct lineage that Mungo Man belonged to that was here beforehand.
He found a problem with the 2001 study of bone samples from Mungo Man and other skeletons.
The vast majority of the first Australian samples contain either no DNA or DNA of European people. So they were contaminated.
So how does the layperson then decide who is the right researcher to believe?
Well, us. The technology that we used is much more advanced than the technology that the earlier team used.
Among samples from 24 skeletons, Professor Lambert says they found DNA links to modern Aboriginal people, which he says proves they were the first people here.
One of the samples, a sample called number 4 sample, the amazing thing about it was that we actually recovered two complete mitochondrial sequences out of it. One of them was a contaminant, a European, and the other one was Aboriginal.
He says this DNA's position on the evolutionary tree supports the out-of-Africa theory of human origins. Michael Young represents the Barkindji people from Lake Mungo.
It does clarify a lot of things that were put out there to probably try and diminish our positioning on our claims for our land.
But there's scepticism from Dr. Lars Yamin from CSIRO, who was part of the original research led by Australian National University.
It could very well be that there were aspects of that work originally done by one of my colleagues that somehow some errors can creep into the analysis during that part, just as problems could have crept into the work that Professor Lambert actually has done together with his colleagues.
What are you pointing to there?
If, for example, the rate of evolution at different sites are not correctly modelled, I suspect that is the case for this data set here.
Dr. Lars Yamin, ending that report from Any Guest.